Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Or go to podcastone.com/mysurvey. It only takes a few minutes, and it gives you the opportunity to make a direct impact on your favorite shows. Tell us how you really feel so we can get to know you better. We value your thoughts and participation. So check out the survey at podcastone.com/mysurvey. Or click on the survey banner on podcastone.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday edition of Ace on the House with your guest, my name, Ray Oldhofer, and Mr. Eric Stromer.
Ray?
What?
do you have a little inner angst and rage?
I got a lot of stuff going on, Eric.
I can feel it.
I have done no acting
What happened?
Just give me a little
something.
Court stuff, people that are crazy, people that are, you know, it's all right. And it's not, though, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's draining. It's fatiguing. I feel like I've aged in the last 4.5 years. Feel like 20.
Well, you look a
don't
little.
Lie.
No, I'm okay. I'm not going to lie. You ready? Look at me. I've seen you look better.
Okay. Okay. I know.
It's not, and it's not for anything other than I know there's a lot of stress going on in your life.
Yeah,
so what
but
can
it's
you,
all right.
Can you take yourself to the massage parlor and get yourself a little rub down?
I don't do that.
Why?
I've never actually. I think I've had how many professional massages have I had? Maybe two. Yeah. Maybe.
You know, I guess. When's your birthday again?
Oh, way past.
When was it?
I'm going to be double nickel next.
When is it?
What? May.
May what?
29th.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll know what to get you for your next.
When's yours? Yours is around the corner.
April 28th.
Oh.
Clearly, you and I have no idea what each other's birthday is.
April and May. Imagine that. April what?
That means
28th?
Yeah.
29th, 28th, month.
I share a birthday with two of the greats, Jessica Alba and Saddam Hussein.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm JFK, right? And Bob Hope, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have any belief in the astrology? I don't.
No.
I have not.
I don't even know. No. But that's Gemini in me. Hey!
Yay!
All right.
Kalen's here, everybody. Look
Hi
at
guys.
Him.
Guys.
Now, ever since I found out his mom was a hot UK
All right.
bird, All right. my whole life has changed. And, of course, our great Matt Fondelier.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Just in case you guys are wondering, my birthday's next week.
What's the date?
Not wondering.
All right.
What's the date? Are you a sexy Virgo?
Sure am.
Yeah, you are. That? I know somebody I know just had a birthday.
I share a birthday with Bernie Sanders and Wiz Khalifa.
There you go.
A lot of range.
Isn't that nice? What about you? What about you?
April 11th.
Nice.
Oh, that was one of my girlfriend's birthdays.
Jeez, take it easy.
Cool.
Get a room, you two.
Hey, Eric, read that board so we can say
hey,
thank you.
Hey, God, support us, everyone, at Ace on the House. Thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe and click through the Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House, Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhofer. Follow Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and leave a comment and email us your video questions. We love, love, love when you guys ask us questions. If there is photographic accompaniments to help us diagnose and solve your problems, it really, really helps us. It's way better than having you explain something that we don't understand. So please
Or in tandem. Yeah. In tandem's good. Hearing your voice over the picture would
That's
be
exactly
good.
Right. And we love your videos so much. They're well done, and we love them. So keep sending.
Matt, what have you been doing?
Just working, bro. Yeah. Just doing the thing.
Now, what's going on, by the way? What's the latest with this whole birthday thing? Are you going out of town and are you going to get a foxy rub down by the missus or what? What's going to happen?
Eh, probably not. Just have a nice dinner. Nothing special.
Hey, does she, do you get,
all
I mean,
right, let's know.
Hold
don't
on,
even,
just
don't even,
the question. Just stop. Does she like rub your feet? Because you ain't got the prettiest feet, bro.
Yeah.
Does she
does
rub
she
your
rub
feet?
Them? Are fucking, if, my feet are perfect.
Like, for example, about? When you're sitting on the couch.
I'm asking, does she
listen.
Rub your feet?
No.
Matt,
yes.
When you're sitting on the couch watching TV with the cats.
Yep.
Does, and you put your feet up on her lap. Will she, in fact, rub the feet while watching the Bachelor?
Definitely not. That's getting a
Bachelor
push.
In Paradise.
That's getting a push off and the what the fuck is wrong with you. That's definitely
all right, do you rub her feet?
I have.
Okay. Right. Why are you getting all red and like look like you're sweating? I'm not going to ask
because
you
because
questions.
He because we busted him, he watches Bachelor in Paradise.
Wow. That's a gimme.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's got that on a loop.
That's all
a
good right, one. Good.
Do we have anybody we can help besides you?
You know what we do have is somebody sent in, or they called in last week. They were talking to you guys about replacing the side of their house. It was stucco.
Oh,
they
yeah,
wanted
yeah.
to replace it with lap siding.
Yeah.
We asked him to send in a video, so he has done that.
Oh, good.
So
I want to see
ahead
that.
And
good
watch
man.
That.
Yeah. See, this is what I love about video questions. Great.
It's a video from Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just following up my phone call about wife wanting lap siding. Here's the front of the house. This is the raised foundation side on the split level. So you can see it's not that big. These windows need replacing. Windows up here in the front are seal broke. So there's all kinds of film and residue in between the two panes.
We're looking
those
at
have
two
to be replaced.
Story,
so I figure if we're ripping off all this 70s style trim, get some construction windows in there and do it right. But anyway, that's the stucco. You know, it's not a huge front
yellow
of the house,
stucco,
more
which
is anything else.
Sand finish.
Well, here is a little bigger. But basically,
looks like
that's
he has a 30-year shingle.
Get rid of the stucco and do that lap siding. So I know you said to talk my wife out of it, but she doesn't seem too keen on that
he's
idea.
He's also got some fascia that looks
as
like
usual,
French Normandy
but I'll work on
in the
getting
front.
Rid of that TV. Good suggestion. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. Later. Thanks.
That's a lot,
that's
work.
A lot
for not
of
that
work.
Much.
I agree. And listen, I would like his wife. If you could get your wife to call back, Ray and I, we would like to talk to her. That's our first goal. We don't want to put her down or make her feel bad. We just want to support the idea that the amount of money and effort and time to put lap siding for an aesthetic, I think, can be achieved with a better paint color.
You know what I'm thinking too. If he really wants to do the lap siding,
yeah.
Why not? Thin set that Hardy backer on top of it
to the stucco.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
You know
because
what I mean?
Because
they run it and they have plank forms.
There you
of
go,
it,
man.
That's, and then paint that to whatever
I,
you want.
I,
and
you
it,
know
it's
what?
Like, so, it's like
there are days when you hit
shine!
The ball out of the park, and that is that day. Today is that day. That's a great idea because then you don't have to deal with waterproofing issues, moisture getting behind the wood,
doesn't matter,
blowing the stucco it. Off to put siding over framing. That's a waste of time. What you said, exactly right. Do it.
So Hardy Backer comes in a bunch of different lengths, widths, everything, and they even have some that look like extruded wood.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about, you know, siding, shiplap, whole nine yards. It goes underneath each one, and you can screw it off with like a Tapcon.
Yep.
And
do you remember that scene from The Natural when he just points his bat up in the air and then it goes, gung, 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 gung,
gung, gung, gung, gung, gung, gung,
that's exactly what you just did with this whole question. You killed it, right?
And then throw thin set on it. Tapcon a few of them.
Yep.
Do the bottom ledge first. Do the bottom first. Then just stack them on top of that. You're done. Kinda. And corners, I wouldn't butt them. I'd 45 them all. And that's where your time's going to take you.
Yeah. And also, and they do sell the cap on the edge that you can then.
They do?
Yeah, I think
I
they
know
do.
That.
Yeah, I think they sell that. Anyway, great, great call. Great, great answer. Great answer.
Great answer, Way.
Great answer, Way. All right, cool, man.
What have you been doing?
Yeah, well, here's what happened for me, boy. I'll tell you.
Oh, what happened with the thing?
I'm still in it, man. You mean the money?
Yeah, yeah.
I got to get into the legal land, I
no!
fear. Well, I mean, I here's what I got to say. I'm going to put a lien on the property. That's where I got to go next. unfortunately.
Have you been communicating?
Yeah, we're communicating. It's all good, but I got to have now legal recourse to at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, why did you let it lapse?
Yeah, like
days? You, why
it was
did you do
it
this?
Was
why
due then. Right. Now I, you know, dated and all that crap. Right. You know, it's a nightmare.
I was being nice.
Yeah.
No, you're yeah. being dumb.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's where we are. Anyway, but, so I had now I have an additional 2 weeks between one job and another. I got to do a kitchen remodel in about 2 weeks. But in that time, guess what I offered
what?
to paint the downstairs of my house in interior. I had an additional 5 gallons. I took it to my friend. This is for all you guys out there. If you ever have extra paint and it's light enough, if you take it to a guy that knows really how to mix paint, they can and your wife or you decide on a color. You can bring the color to the company, and if the guy's got a good eye, he can take an existing off-white and turn it into anything that
sure.
you want. He did that for me. Now I got 5 gallons of really high-quality paint I'm going to use to paint my downstairs. I TSP'd before I came. I spackle. It's ready to go. Guess what I'm doing for this afternoon? I'm painting the old living room area.
It's
you know
a
why?
Lot of work.
You know why?
Why?
Because we were at Macy's. We saw a couch, one of those kind of couches that you lay back in, and it's like I could die in this couch. Right? Finally, I found.
So this is going to be like Jim Jones of
no,
the Stromer family.
Basically, we'll get the Nikes and lay there and go up to heaven. But we found this thing. It was on the floor for 6.5 years. The motor was broken. It's one of those things that reclines full back recline, a couch. Right?
You got a new motor?
I found a place to get the motor. I can repair it for like $100. $5,000 couch, $800. But what it did is it triggered that my wife now wants me to paint the entire interior this beautiful color that I just had done. So, you know, my labor is expensive. So by expensive, I mean she might have to have sex with me.
Again. That's the high price to pay, Eric.
She might have to have sex with me. That's what.
But that'll be – that. Well, both should be great. But
right?
that's going to be – listen, I know your old couch.
Horrible.
Oh, what about that one corner?
Worst piece of shit in the
where
world.
Where the gouging nails are out. Where
that's right.
That's gone.
That's gone.
Good for you.
Ray, please come watch football.
I will.
Lay back, almost completely laid out in one of the most comfortable plush couches, viewing my paint job and going, oh, my God, Eric
this
Stromer's done it again. It's perfect.
Because you're super accommodating. Like, when you go to your house,
yeah.
you get fed. Hey,
you're
going to
get fed.
Drink,
you're
going to
get a delicious cocktail.
Yeah.
You're going to get anything you want.
And then, but I love asking, like, hey, Dusty, go get me a beer.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, okay, right.
You like telling the kids what to do.
Isn't that hilarious?
It just feels more satisfying.
Oh, my God. My son, Dusty, just went out and did a tryout at Compton Magic, made the team.
There you go.
It's one of the better teams in the country.
Traveling team?
Yeah.
Wow.
All paid for, supported by Adidas.
Where do they practice?
They practice at Cathedral High School.
Okay, but it's all kids from everywhere?
One of the kids in the tryout is about, he's a 7th grader, 8th grader maybe, 6'9". He literally just got a lob from Dusty and turned around and just dunked in the lane. Like,
how old's a kid?
14. Like, I was like, what
just
the
happened?
Fuck just happened?
Wait, Dusty threw it out to him in
yeah,
front of the
like
rim.
Here,
kid,
yeah.
Bam! Let's
like,
go.
Tore the rim, like Shaq tore the rim down feeling. Like, what the hell is, what are they putting in the water?
That's great.
Yeah,
how old's Dusty
cool.
now?
14.
So all of them are 14?
Yeah.
Well, you have to be 14, 15 kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's weird, because when I was a kid and played, you know, Pop Warner, I was younger, but I had to play with the older kids
sure.
because I was bigger.
A lot of people play up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
play
yeah that's
up.
Right, yeah.
Like, you have to play with 14, 15. I remember
yeah, but,
playing
but,
Pop Warner.
But these
fucking
guys,
kid had a beard.
This is all grade-based, so
yeah,
some
yeah,
of these kids could
too.
Be 16
oh, I
in
gotcha.
The 8th grade.
Yeah,
you
like
can
me.
Be 2 years older. Actually, you have to be. You have to graduate. If as long as you graduate high school and don't become 19 during
you're
your senior year, you're eligible. That's how it works.
So if you after 18, you're not because you're an adult.
Exactly.
So
then they have these things called academies where you can go for a fifth year of high school.
Do they still have ARC League or whatever?
Yeah, that's still in existence.
Okay,
yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
So what, you're going to be traveling every weekend then,
I don't know yet what's going on schedule-wise, but it's pretty cool. It's a great, like a lot of guys that, you know, play in college and pros have gone through this particular team. So it's pretty amazing that he's on it.
I love that
yeah,
kind of
man.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's a good boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's
he gets you beers.
Yeah. Gets me.
That's
anybody who fetches me a beer is
yeah.
in with me.
Yeah.
Hey, we got any other stuff we got, Matt?
Yeah, you know, let's do another video question.
Okay.
If I didn't say it before, please email us your video questions.
Hey, we've got a celebrity guest in our control room. Take a look at who's in there. Wow.
I can't see him.
Wowza. What's going on?
Was that a disappointment?
No. I'm grateful, Mike, to see you. What's up?
Not much. What's going on, guys?
Not much. All right. So what do we got there, Manny?
AceOnTheHouse@AdamCarolla.com is where you email the video questions. This one is mercifully a pretty short video question.
Okay, good.
I think you guys will be happy. It's from Todd.
Hey, guys. Maybe you can help me figure out what the hell this is and why it's doing this. That's convenient every time you turn off the hose.
He's got
That's called Washerland.
Yeah, it's called a gate valve,
yeah.
And they suck.
Exactly.
got to get a new one.
So it's either was it the valve or the hose? I couldn't tell.
It's the valve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just keeps turning, and it's probably worn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, or you could try and tighten the top nut,
yeah,
which because it's squirting out the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, go back to that picture, would you? So what we have is, it's essentially a hose bib.
Yeah.
But it's an old antiquated one. There's two.
Was it leaking out of the hose too?
No.
Because
out of the gate valve.
So after you do the gate valve, that's going to be horrible, galvanized, just corroded, awful, isn't it?
I don't know. It looks like it might be brass.
You think?
Coated, yeah.
So if you can just get that valve replaced.
Run it again, please. So we're looking at a gate valve sticking out of a brick wall,
yeah,
to a hose.
Guys, maybe you can help me figure out what the hell this is and why it's doing this.
All right,
oh, yeah, it
nuts.
Is. It is. You're right.
Yeah.
That's convenient every time you turn off the hose.
It squirted out the hose, too.
So two things to do. Number one, just if you can get that off yourself, take that valve to the plumbing supply. You don't go to a Home Depot or whatever. Go to a plumbing supply store.
And have them rework it for you.
Have them rework it for you and see if they can do that or see if you can just replace it. Then number two, the hose was also leaking. You got to get a new rubber washer in the hose. You should have a bag of those
Where did it come out on the hose, bro?
I saw it come out of the hose.
All right, wait. Go back to the video. Eric and I are going to fight.
This is like watching the Zapruder film.
Is there a hoser?
Watch. See? It's coming out. Right? See that?
That's convenient.
It's like a bat.
Look, it comes out of the hose too. Bam.
No, it's coming convenient. Out from that valve.
Dude, it
shooting
comes
on
out.
Those.
No, it's not. It came
it
out.
Came
from,
out of both.
From both. Look. See.
I'm thoroughly confused.
It's the Zapruder film. Yeah. The it's the same thing. This is our version.
Just
we should
deal with
you
it.
Put
it's
the,
fine.
Could you put this up online to show the folks the Zapruder, our version of the Zapruder film, trying to find out where the water came
from? And if that's the only thing wrong with your home, you're fine. Write it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You're good.
As long as water comes through the hose, ultimately after this horrible thing, just wear a rubber glove every time you turn the hose on.
Or unless the bricks start turning white because they're absorbing too much water.
Yeah, yeah. But all in all, it's going to have to be replaced. Whatever you end up doing, make sure you have a bag of rubber washers that fit in your hoses because you have to replace those things every couple of months anyway.
That's true.
Have that and then get that valve fixed. You should be good to go.
That is true. And then also make sure you shut the water off before you take the valve
off. And don't wear good shoes when you turn your hose on every time you go out to the,
that's
the watering
true also.
Area. Yeah, just
oh,
wear
you know
barefoot.
What? Who was working with me the other day? He goes, I forget who it was. My buddy, I think my buddy Randy was helping me.
Yeah
it was. And he got his shoes dirty, right? He goes, dude, I got my shoes, you know, dirty. And I go, yeah, Randy, we're at fucking work.
No,
what'd
right.
you think?
Why are you wearing, like, you know, topsiders?
Like, right. You know, he goes, man, it was so funny when a guy complains, like, he got dirty at work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, thank God.
No, I know.
He kind of did something.
Oh, my God.
You know. Oh, it's
can
so
I just
funny.
Can I just tell you that I worked with TSP this morning washing my filthy ass trim?
Did you wear gloves? No,
I never wore gloves. Yeah. But I mean, it's a miracle thing. The TSP like takes dulls the shine down just washing the woodwork. So I think you don't even have to paint or sand before you paint after you use TSP.
Yeah,
sometime.
But you got to make sure you. Oh, okay. But
you know
make sure you wipe the residue clean.
Yeah, with fresh water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
but
think,
you know, aren't your hands going to peel tomorrow?
I don't know. Not really. I've spent so many years with the grout hands that I think they're dead anyway.
Exactly. Hands, like you know? Smack them because you can't feel anything.
I can't feel anything. Dead inside. What else you got, Manny?
First of all, you can go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see our Zapruder film in person. But we're going to move over to an email question. This one's a little bit long, so bear with me here. It's from Peter. Hey, guys, I'd love to get your help and advice on what to do about sagging floor joists that I recently discovered above my basement window. My place is a 1922 Craftsman in Seattle. I just started doing a seismic retrofit in the basement this week.
Okay, we're looking at exposed beams. Go ahead, Matt.
When I pulled off some paneling from the basement pony wall, I noticed that the floor joist above the basement window is significantly sagging. It looks like the upper sill plate on the pony wall is sagging because nothing's holding it up. I, of course, cannot stick a post through the window to reinforce the sagging joist. I considered connecting the sagging joist to the next two with perpendicular blocking, but as you can see in the photo, the window span is wider than the next two joists, so I'm not sure if that's an option. The joist is sagging about an inch over the approximately 3 foot span of the window. Another thing I considered was to jack up the sagging joist and use some sort of angle iron to hold it up. What do you guys suggest? Love the show and advice you guys dish out. Thanks.
The last one he said was the best one.
Yeah.
Steel.
The steel would be great, but the other thing you have to do is, I mean, it feels to me like if you just jack up the beam, then pull the that's not a sufficient framing member to support over the window. The header's small, wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It's but just a 2x4 on the side.
But what are you going to do with the joist then?
Well, I mean, what if you notched it slightly and threw a bigger 4x4 in there to hold it up? Do you know what I mean?
You could do that, yeah.
So if you took a little right angle notch out of the joist and threw a 4x4
in.
And
then put a bunch of blocking to boot.
Right. That's one.
Like block it all the way the full depth.
Right. But, you know, the jacking up process. I mean, you might even be able to get away with bringing in a 4x4 post and just sledgehammering it in underneath the joist.
Yeah, but you still got to jack it up. Yeah. You still got to make it level.
Yeah, you do.
So jack it up, like Eric's saying, throw 4x4, notch your joist a little bit. Not too much. Get it real tight. And then do double trimmers. Because you only got one on each side.
Right.
So that's why it's sagging too.
Yeah.
Do double trimmer.
Yeah.
For sure. And run that 4x.
But wait,
leave
but
that
wait,
in,
look,
leave
look,
that one
he's,
in.
He's going to have to notch the other two beams. You're going to have to notch three beams. I don't know. Maybe that isn't the call then. Look,
No. Notch one just to run from one end to the other.
You don't want
to
go under the other two beams?
No, forget it. Just run a new piece. And then do a double trimmer.
Yeah.
Because then you can attach to each side of the joist and then just notch, you know, the other one.
Right. That's true.
And then just block the hell out
the
of
others
it
aren't,
so there's no
the
sag.
Others aren't sagging, correct?
Yeah. It's just that one.
Yeah.
You know, and then run double trimmer.
Doesn't that one look new in the middle?
It's all effed up. I mean, what we're looking at is a window opening and then it's got like a 2x on laying on side.
Yeah.
And so then you got like a little cripple in there too, because you can see the gap in there, Eric.
And then the other thing that I've just noticed is that there's a towel over something which may be a severed head in a bird cage that he's covered, so we don't see that he's.
That's a dolly, bro.
Oh, it is.
Maybe. I don't know.
This might
towel. Why heads and stuff?
I just read. I'll tell you. Want to know why? Because last night, as I'm in my bed reading. I go online.
What are you reading?
I like to read the obituaries in the New York Times.
For real?
Yeah, because you learn about people's lives. They're like mini microcosms of people's lives.
You know
lives.
What's so weird? What? I heard that type of writing is coming back. That type of editorial writing is coming back because people are interested in it.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's becoming popular again.
Yeah, because it's a quick microcosm of a person's life, especially if it's somebody that did something that you admire, right? You learn about – like, and so anyway, back to my point, the severed head thing. The guy that wrote Texas Chainsaw Massacre – the movie and directed it, got his idea about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Leatherface from a dude that was a serial killer back in the 50s who actually did that with folks that he murdered. He like took their heads and made masks out of them. So he got that from somebody that did that. So that's why I was in my brain from last night. Otherwise, I don't normally speak of severed heads.
No, now I get the correlation, weirdo. Yeah. Anyway... Then, hey, did you ever read? I just wrote. I read Fahrenheit 451.
Oh yeah, man.
Read it as like a kid. I picked it up.
Ray,
read it again.
Ray Bradbury, right?
Yeah.
Great stuff.
But I read it. I thought, you know, it was like a real book, but it's not really a real book.
Yeah.
You can read it in like a day and a half.
Did you ever see the tattooed man that Ray Bradbury wrote that Rod Steiger played in a movie?
I loved Rod Steiger.
He was great. If you've never seen this movie, you should find
it. What's it called? The Tattooed Man.
It's amazing. It might be contained within a trilogy of stories in a movie. I can't remember exactly, but man, it was so cool. Because like,
you see, it's a guy sitting horses, don't they?
I did. I remember that.
Brutal.
Was that Sam Peckinpah?
I think it was.
Yeah.
So look up They Shoot Horses, don't they?
I think it's
Gig Young.
Yeah, man.
He was the
He
was the MC for the marathon dance. Wait, what were you
talking about? There he is, Rod Steiger is the so the story is he's sitting around a campfire, Rod Steiger, with this guy, and the guy starts looking into different tattoos, and as he looks at his body, it takes the guy physically into the world of the tattoo.
Oh, okay.
He's
so
like
it's
transported.
Like, it's like Rod Serling.
Totally, it's got that vibe.
That and then hold on a second. That's Mick Jagger on his chest there. Check out that tattoo. You guys got to see this picture.
Yeah,
this is creepy beyond creepy.
That was a great, cool ass movie.
Rod Steiger was a great actor
too.
Great.
Hey, we got a call. Let's help somebody out. That'd be that's Robbie in Ohio.
My board ain't lit up, bros.
Robbie, there? No,
he's gone.
Hang on, here he comes.
That's all right. Is he back or no?
Appears that he has dropped.
Poor Rob.
Sorry,
right.
Robbie.
Right.
Wait, oh, you want to talk about countertops? We want to talk about old movies, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry. Too bad. Lost you.
Hey, what are you working on, Raymond? You got something going on?
I got, no, yeah, a little bit. I got some maintenance work to do on, you know, I have like 2-3 clients that I'm the go-to no matter what.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm doing that kind of stuff,
yeah.
But mostly I'm doing, you know, the things I'm not supposed to be doing, which is going to court and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
how do you do in court? Do you stand there with your head down and do you have that pose where you put one hand over the other over your package?
Like it's no, I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I'm pretty natural no matter where I am.
Yeah.
I'm decent at that kind of stuff.
You don't ever say I object.
You're not allowed.
Witness is leading
No.
You don't ever just say anything. Blurt out legal terms.
When you're in court, just be quiet and let your lawyer do the work.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, you know, if you're asked a question, answer and make it brief.
Yeah.
Don't ponder. Don't pontificate.
You don't get up and go, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and just walk back and forth.
Hey, Your Honor, you really look great in that robe. You make that robe look good.
One time I defended myself in a dramatic moving violation court hearing, and I won.
You won?
I had diagrams, too.
I defended myself also. Actually, I was a kid, and I went to court with my ex-girlfriend. She drove me there.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't allowed to drive back with her, so I got a ride back from some dude who saw
me. What, was it a restraining order?
I was 19, 20. You're gonna fight?
Somehow I can completely imagine that you've had restraining orders.
Obviously. This might not be a good subject right now. Right? I'm just considering what I'm going through. But it's all right. Go ahead. You can crack up all you want. It's good times for me. Let's wrap this fucking show.
Listen, okay. I suddenly just had a thought. I'd really like to do this one Halloween if you would oblige me. Would you be willing to have me rig a huge baby Bjorn and then have you in the front of the baby Bjorn that I walk around and pretend that you're my tiny little baby?
Yeah, what are you reading? I said the obits.
Do you think that would be all right?
Because you might just
those things
read the
where
the show.
Where the people sit, the baby sits in the
yeah,
front.
Yeah, I got you.
Would you do that with me?
You can't pick me up.
I think I might be able.
No. What do you weigh anyway?
Me?
Yeah. Let me guess.
Why do you ask?
217.
No, I think I'm 205.
Really?
Yeah, what you're noticing is my guns have gotten massive.
Wow, look at you.
For some reason.
Hey, you got that like weird old man hair where you get all that hair all over everywhere. Look,
it's because I got my chicken. It's
let
like,
me see
you
it.
Know when sometimes
let me
you
see
get,
your arm.
Shut up.
Let me pull these hairs.
Don't you
that's
ow,
weird. Like, that's what I'm
don't
saying.
Pull my old man hair, you
I
bastard.
Wish I had that much hair on my head. I don't. Anyway, hey, Matt, let's answer construction questions.
Hey, look, who's here? Oh, my God. It's Gary has made an appearance. on the old pod.
The Bjorn thing is making me laugh so freaking hard.
It's not even funny.
Oh, yes, it is. You're not picturing it. If seriously. You don't think that's
funny.
Oh,
wouldn't it be awesome?
It'd be amazing.
God, it'd be good. I'm going to do it. Okay. Please apply.
I'm in.
All right. And I'll give you a bottle full of gin as your
little. I'm not a gin drinker.
What do you like?
Whiskey.
All right, good.
Or scotch.
Whiskey?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the restraining?
No. No. I like beer.
You
strong
do?
Beer. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, 35th high school, what is that called? Reunion.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I went. I went.
Wait.
Saturday.
Oh, for God's sake. Tell
That's
me about
this. That's
where
I saw this. That girl
you're
talking about.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what did she say when she saw you?
It was
did
great.
She, did
no.
she just flinch when you came
no,
toward her?
No. We're all good friends, actually.
You are?
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Was there anybody there that you were attracted to?
Actually, a lot of the women have held up really, really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they see?
A lot
of
kindness in the room.
Did they know that you were on the big pod?
Yeah. They're all into construction. Come on.
No. Did they or not?
Well, they know who Adam is. Everyone knows that. Adam didn't show. I called him a couple of times because I wanted him to go.
Same class?
And then, yeah. Yeah.
And
I actually, in my phone, I got a picture of Adam catching a Frisbee.
Yeah.
And he's a little cherubic.
Yeah.
I'll get it for you.
I think I heard a story that you peed on Adam at a reunion. Is that true?
I peed on Adam from about fifth grade to, you know, last year.
When hasn't he peed on Adam?
That's not news.
Yeah. So can you tell me, like, is there anybody that you're going to ask out from
no,
the reunion?
No. Everybody's married. You know, everybody. There was only 25 people there.
Yeah.
It's a great place, though. It's actually a friend of ours owns it.
What is it?
Tinhorn Flats on Magnolia here in Burbank.
And was there was there anybody?
Barrett. Hi, Barrett.
Anybody there that became like a multi-dillionaire from like captain of industry?
I know one girl that was there, married very, very well. I mean, everybody seems pretty successful. The big one's going to be the 40-year one because then the East Coast people come out.
Yeah.
A lot of people from the East Coast. I mean, but I know there's a guy named Ayaz that went to school with us that's very successful. I think he's an attorney.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he is. There's a lot of kids who moved east, you know, via high school.
Anybody die yet? Have you had that?
We had the memorial wall a couple of different times, but we didn't – oh. Actually, a friend of ours. Yeah, you know, people die.
I had a friend.
Nick died. Nick was a good friend of mine from, not a good friend, but, he was the drummer for Megadeth.
Yeah?
Yeah, Nick Menza was a great guy.
Oh, man, that
great
sucks.
Guy. He was an artist also.
Yeah.
He was a super sweet guy and a great effing drummer.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he die?
He actually, I think this was a while ago, he passed at the Baked Potato doing a show.
While he was playing?
Yeah, he was... warm
like
up.
A heart attack or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah, great guy.
Well, at least
though.
You go while, you know, doing what you love.
Oh, and he had, you know, his sister, I knew her in our youth. I mean, I haven't seen these people in a long time, but Nick was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who else was there? I don't know. You know, but it was
what'd
a good
you
time.
Wear? What'd you wear?
Slacks. No, I wore pants.
Yeah.
I didn't wear shorts.
Go dress shirt?
And I go, what did I wear? No, I just wore like a polo pullover. It wasn't, you know, it was at a bar.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing. And then I cut out and I went and watched a fight.
Oh, wow. What'd you think?
Yeah, I was, you know, predictable.
But pretty amazing McGregor was able to actually
hang in
there. I
was glad he hung in there at a level.
Yeah.
You know,
you think he could be a pro boxer?
No.
There's
I don't
no
think
way.
He should be.
No. There's no way he could.
No.
But do you think he could beat, if he did MMA against Meriwether, could he take him down and beat him?
It wouldn't even go a minute.
You really think so?
I think Connor would kill him before a minute.
You do?
Oh, yeah. He'd bum rush him. You know?
Man, that's
I
amazing
I mean, just
stuff.
Take him down.
Yeah.
You know, but other vice versa. I mean, but he also waited him out and let him gas out.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
It is a different thing,
you know, it's
isn't
hard.
It?
Both sports are crazy hard.
Oh, my God.
You know, I wouldn't
did
want
you
to
hear about the guy that just quit commentating college football because he was a pro and he played college football also and he was an ESPN announcer. For college games.
Robert Smith?
I don't know if it, well, I can't
running
remember
back?
His name.
Who
no.
Is it? You guys know?
I think he's a lineman. He just quit. He top
CTE.
Of his game because he didn't want to support the game because of all the injuries that he's seen going down.
Sure, the brain
and
injuries.
And like he claimed that it's the industrial complex of football, and he doesn't want to be a part of it anymore. I thought it was like amazing that he would have the courage to do that, making like six figures walking away.
Hey, that other kid, that linebacker from last year, he walked out after 2 years. Yeah. And he was due for a huge payday, and but he's super bright too.
Right.
A lot of those guys are really bright. I mean, I love the Bennett brothers.
Yeah,
listening to them speak. They,
yeah,
and they're great.
Yeah.
And there, but that's a rough sport, man.
But I mean, it's tough. You know, what do you do? Do you say, do you support it, or do you go?
It's up each individual. I'm going to still watch football. I mean, I'm not gangbusters into it like I used to be.
Yeah.
But you know, and I've suffered 4 or 5 concussions.
Yeah, I think I've had
scotomas.
Two. What's that mean?
I have floaters in my eye that I see all the
you
time.
You think it's from the concussions?
I know it is. I got it after the concussion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
man.
I mean, I can bring them into view. Sometimes I can see them. Something, but lately they've been more prevalent.
All right. So if you get CTE and you're a vegetable, do you want me to just take you to the desert and just put you in? Have you?
Don't
dig,
worry. I'll
dig
just,
your own.
I'll
dig your own grave.
No, no,
and
no.
Then I'll throw
I'll
you
wander
there.
Off my on my own good self, and I'll be just fine. Jesus, Eric, go read more obits, weirdo. What the fuck is going on? How many restraining orders have you had against you?
I haven't.
You
had
that one now, pending with your wife. And your kids. They don't want to see you. Paint the fucking
don't,
house.
Listen,
paint
don't.
Paint the fucking house
don't
and get out of
so
here.
Don't get so sensitive about
fuck
digging
you.
Your own grave. Jesus.
Anyway, she was great, though. The reunion was super interesting.
Yeah.
And everybody was really sweet. And then one girl named Jill brought in those pictures from youth.
Oh, that's nice.
Like from junior high and from high school.
And what'd you think? How'd you think you looked then?
I looked the fucking same.
Exactly?
No. But I like to say that. No.
Were any
I'll
the,
show you the picture.
Were any of the people morbidly obese?
No.
Really?
No, no. Nobody, no, I mean, let me think. Are there any fatties out there? I'm thinking out loud. No, there weren't.
Have you been to your reunion, Mandy Fondelier?
I did go to my 10-year high school
and
reunion.
And what did you think?
I loved it. I actually had a really great time.
You did?
I didn't realize how much I missed some of those people. But, you know, it was great for a few hours. And then after like 3 or 4 hours, everyone was like, okay. Everyone goes back to their cliques that they all were in. And then
do the cliques disappear or do they stay?
They did for the first couple hours. I was like, oh, I remember that guy. Holy shit.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, yeah, that's the guy that doesn't talk to me, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was really fun.
And
though.
He's still not talking
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I got a couple of phone numbers
really
out of there.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's call him.
I would not now.
Look, no, so I say let's. Like I'm going to go with.
Like you're hanging out. No, fuck you, Eric. Putting restraint order against you.
What about you? Did you go to a high school reunion ever?
I haven't he's had a
young.
High school reunion.
He just
yet.
Graduated last year
from
20,
high school.
He's
how
fucking
old are you?
22.
Get out of here. What are you talking? About?
I graduated in 2010.
Oh God, get out. Got
he got pubic hair 3 months ago.
Unbelievable.
Grew on his chin. See?
I know. I like his beard, though. It's working.
All right, whatever. Is there anyone else we can help? This
yeah,
is getting
you bet.
Weird.
You bet there is. We got another email question from John in Denham Springs.
I love it.
Eric,
I love Denham Springs.
You're not allowed to talk this one.
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Rain Stromer just finished up our project of replacing the carpet in our house with laminate flooring. Now the next step is to put down the quarter round. I know Ace prefers base shoe, but the builder used quarter round in the areas with tile. I have two areas where the two floors meet with no door jamb. One is in the foyer, and the other is where the living room transitions to the dining room. What do I do with the quarter round in those areas with the height difference? I thought about just ripping the quarter round to match what's there, but I don't have access to a table saw. Thanks.
Get a multi-tool and trim it off.
Yeah.
Put a 22 on it.
Yeah.
Just take that sharp edge off. Throw a 22 on there. And then also, you know what? The end of it, cut that in an angle too.
I would.
I forget. Like back cut it.
Back cut it, yeah.
Yeah, back cut it. And where's your transition? You need a transition from one floor to the next. Is that a transition
yeah,
piece?
Yeah, I don't understand what that is. Is that a poured
it looks like a 90.
Step?
Yeah.
And it's only like an eighth, like what, a quarter inch tall?
I don't know. But yeah. He needs a transition strip there,
yeah.
It looks like.
But yeah, to Ray's point, just cut that back. And, you know, people do that all the time where it dies at a, you know, slightly short of what you're trying to transition to. And that
just
looks
just back
fine.
Cut it at a 22 and then it'll look finished.
Right.
Now it looks like it's unfinished and hanging.
Right.
You don't want that.
No,
look.
No. Yeah, I like it. You could also, well, you don't have a table saw. You don't? Do you have a jigsaw? No, that's going to cut your hand.
No,
yeah.
Do multi-tool.
Just do multi-tool.
Multi-tool. Yeah. You know what? You can even do it with a brazier. You can do it with a blade if you're talented.
Yeah.
Just cut it. Just, like, whittle it. There you go.
There you go.
You'll be fine.
Hey, this whole Houston thing, man, you know, I was in the Katrina hurricane doing a TV series years ago and like wading through the streets, and people are now starting to, you know, the water's receding. But the idea that all this toxic stuff from the the refineries and
sure.
these, you know, or the sewers have backed up. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like it's a toxic soup. It's just terrible. I feel so bad.
All right. But did you see the geriatric home or the convalescent room with the people?
Just sitting in water?
Yeah. But did you even laugh a little bit? I think it was super tragic, but it just hit me so funny.
Sometimes.
I couldn't help it. Oh, you see him there? It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
Nobody got them?
I know.
That was like first go-to.
But who got the picture?
Like 3 days later?
Who got the picture?
That was so great.
Terrible. This is the.
I'm sorry.
You know, this is the.
Right? I sent some money, but it's still funny. Then you see the next shot. He's got a fucking snorkel.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Eric, stop it.
No, but what happens, though, is that you go back into those homes after they've been 4, 5, 6 feet in, underwater. And when I went in these houses that had been flooded, it looked like a coral reef in terms of mold on the walls, like orange, red, blue, literally shows up immediately because it's all like, you know, sewage, right?
Yeah, it's all cased
inside. And it's super hot and super humid. Ooh. So it's a really tough time for those folks, man. I feel terrible. Nothing much to do. You still, you're...
Oh, hey, God. What do you You just got to strip all the walls. That's all. I wouldn't strip the exterior walls. I'd strip all the interior walls.
You mean the drywall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. The
and then fan it up and then...
They usually cut like a foot above where the water was, pull out all the old drywall, let it dry out with tons of fans, and then, you know, you're back to square one, hopefully.
Like, I wouldn't even rip the electrical out. I wouldn't even rip any of the plumbing out.
Yeah, probably
I'd just
not.
Take the drywall off and go.
Yeah.
You know, and every insurance company in the world is going to be down there, like, you know, claiming crap. It's so sad.
It is. It's tough, man.
It's weird. But I hope those people in that hospital are fine, and I think they are.
Yes,
I don't think we would have seen their picture. Are there any? How many casualties? I'm not laughing about it, Eric. I'm
I think
to be
there's 38 so far.
Ugh, that's
it's just terrible.
50 inches of effing rain.
I talked to
Can
my
you imagine that.
Oh man, I talked to my friend. My neighbor's a fireman. He's like, listen to this job. This guy goes on a boat in the Long Beach Harbor as the captain of the fire boat, meaning that if there's a yacht fire, his boat
gosh.
Just shoots. Hydro pressure water and puts the fire out, and that's what he does. There's like rarely marine fires out there, but this is his job, and he gets to retire with 95% of his full salary. But anyway, he said, you know, listen, you know, folks there have the flooding. We've got the earthquake deal here in California, and that, you know,
sure.
we haven't had one in quite a while. So he was like, look
every
out.
Region's got their stuff.
And we just had the power go out, right? Because it was so hot. It's been 108, 109 here
right.
where I live.
We're like 5,000.
Guess what I have? I have a generator. Guess what I didn't lose? 2 refrigerators full of food. Guess what paid for itself in 2 power outages that we've had in the last 3 months? My generator.
There you go. Can you run your HVAC off the generator?
I can't.
That's too much, right?
Yeah.
But you can run some
but
fans.
I had 2 fans, and then I had 2 refrigerators going off the Jenny.
That's beautiful. Good for you, man.
Isn't that great?
No, it's the way to do it.
If folks have not purchased a generator, please do so now because it'll change your life. It'll save you, you know, not only losing food, but in a potential, you know, blackout condition or flood, you're able to get power if you need it.
Okay, you did not think that was funny at all. Those people,
it was. You know? It was funny.
Just making sure. Matt, did you think it was funny?
No. Shame on both of you.
Are you lying?
Get the gum out of your mouth, Ray.
All right. Jesus. I know. I'm a
fucking
mess.
75 year old man right now.
With that said, sorry if we've insulted anyone, especially Eric, insulting me. But we want to thank you for supporting Matt, thank you.
Yeah, you got
first
it.
First of all, Kalen, you're a champ.
Thank you.
I know you're trying to wrap the show, but do you guys want to do one more Twitter question so we can end it on a high note?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody tweeted us saying, I have a cinder block shower in my basement. What type of paint should be used?
Oh. Use that erg stuff. You got to use a waterproofing one. But you know what? I wouldn't even do that. I use the spray. There's a new sealer, breathable.
Really?
Yeah. Super cool stuff.
For masonry.
Super expensive, yeah.
Yeah, and you spray it out of a can or a compressor?
No, out of a spray bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't
really
seen
nice.
It.
It's
What's
like
it
that.
Called? Do you know?
No, but I've used it twice now. It reeks, but it's fantastic. Once it dries.
No problems. And it's,
breathable, so you won't get the efflorescence from the block or anything like that.
Where do you get it?
The salts come out. High-endy stores. I forget what it's called, but I'll figure it out. I have some at home, actually. I'll tell you next week.
Great.
How's that?
Right, that sounds good to me.
But it's great because it beads up, and you're not trapping moisture behind it. It has room. It's breathable. It dries. So you're not going to get that weird mold and all that other weird stuff.
Perfect.
Thanks for your help. And with you guys, hey, thank you for supporting our show. We appreciate it very much. AceOnTheRoof.com. Click on the PayPal button to subscribe. We appreciate that. Also, click through our Amazon link. Twitter, Ace on the House. Facebook.com, Ace on the House. Follow Mr. Stromer at EricStromer.com. And on the Twitter, Eric Stromer. Follow me, Ray Oldhoffer. Rate us 5 stars. Email your questions and comments, and we appreciate you very much. Give us 5 stars on that iTunes, people. Thank you. Bye now.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.